때부터 널 봤어. 우린 처음이지만 모든 재미를 느낄 수 있어. 더 해보고 싶어. Hey, 웃지만 말고 말야. Hello and welcome to It's the Moment for Me, a podcast about everything black and in between from the perspectives of a few goofy black peeps dealing with the horrible reality of adulthood. My name's Jay. I go by she, they pronouns.
And I'm Seth. You also go by she. Oh, no, wait. I go by she, her pronouns. Yes.
And that is that's the niggers for today. It is a mini episode now. I don't know if I'm gonna keep calling it
mini-sode.
Yeah, mini-sode. But
okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be 17's newest. I think it's the 11th, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Mini album is called FML, which is Fuck My Life, and it was funny because when Bree sent in the group chat, she was like, what if it was Fuck My Life and it turned out to be true?
No, because as soon as I saw it, I was like, there's no way it's anything else. Like, that's such a common phrase.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I kind of got the gesture that they were gonna, like, you know, switch it up, because, you know, they don't curse like that. But, like, yeah, I'm really glad that it's this title.
Yeah, I'm glad. So we can go on to, oh, I wanted to introduce the new thingy things, because you were talking about having like a fifth one, so I put one in the middle.
Okay, yeah.
So let's name off like the fifth one. So that would be the least, I guess, the last place basically is Doogie Booty Trash Pee Pee Poo Poo. Is back by popular demand for 4 years running. And then after
who
that,
demanded that?
Like two people.
Okay.
Me and Jamie.
Of course.
But after that, we have Mid. I honestly, this is up for to change the name. Do you have any ideas? Because I don't know what else to name.
It's all right.
It's all right. That?
Yeah, it's all right.
And so the next one is not Mid anymore. It's all right. Like, it's okay. I mean, I guess I'll listen
She's
to
cute.
It.
She's cute.
Yeah, girly pop, but you know, okay. And then after that, it's nice. I don't know. Just when people be saying it's nice, like, I feel like it's a level above Mid, but it's like, I'm not gonna put on the song. It's what?
I'm so weak.
Bruh. Like, if it was Mid, I would skip the song. But with It's Nice, like, I'm gonna leave it playing, if you get what I mean. Okay, then after that, we have Good Ass Food. That's, like, a very good song, or just, like, this is my jam. And then we have our last category, listening to this song ain't enough for me. I need it to rail me. I feel like Sav, what'd you say?
It's like me with Teddy Bear.
But, no, wait. No, that's you with that Bree Runway song.
Stop, because I needed to listen to that, bro. 77 times was not enough. It still wasn't. And, you know, my friend texted me and was like, dang, 77? And I was like, if you see another 20 more, mind your business.
I'm screaming. I'm going to look at the end of the show to see if there is 20 more, because...
There isn't.
Watch it be like the 200s.
No, it's not. It's a 2-minute song, so like it's easy to rack up.
I see. But I guess we'll get on with the show. So with our first song, we have F My Life or Fuck My Life.
I guess we're going to play it on this podcast. Eat 'em, beat 'em, muggers, ass up. But you want to go first?
Yes.
Okay.
Hearing the song really hurt a lot. Very much so. It brought a lot of physical pain. But I think it's one of their best songs. Honestly, it's very emotional and heartfelt. And I feel like the timing was just, I don't know, it was a song I needed. So, I really, really like it. It's going to go in good food for me.
Yes, I feel the same as you. This is a very good song. When I read the English translation, I was like, oh my god, they like cussed it. But I just felt like, dang, I feel this way, like, right now. But, yeah, it's very sorrow, but it's also, it hits you with the feels, and I just like their voices on it.
And yeah, I love it. It sounds very raw.
Mm-hmm. And I like at the end when they just let the beat rock, like the instrumental go for a bit, and then it leaves off.
It gives it, like, time to process before it ends, you know?
What was I about to say? Oh, I'm going to put it into listening to the song enough for me. I need to rail me. Like, I don't need it to rail me, but, like, it's just, I feel like it's just better than, yeah, one of their best, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie.
Yeah. I love them.
What'd you say?
I said I love them.
I love them, too. Like, they're really, like, I was just realizing this when I was looking at their lyrics. I was like, they're very, like, honest. Like, they're honest artists. And that especially shows in their lyrics.
Yeah. Very genuine.
Mm-hmm. That's a good word, too. No, don't
cry. Yeah, I really, really like this song.
Very good. And now we can go on to the next one. Super.
I'm not
You want to go first?
Yes, I could go first. I really like the chorus in this song. It's very upbeat, and it gives that energy. Like, it's a concert song. Like, I want to see this with them bitches on stage jumping this shit. Fire. But, it's so catchy, and I love it. It's very cute. I especially like the music video with them all them formations and stuff. I was like, ooh, I ain't never seen this for 17 before.
Right?
Bruh. I was like, what's he got his titty at? But I really like the song. I like the message. Like, they really, 17, I started standing them, well, like, because you're an older K-pop fan than me. When did you start standing them?
I started saying them in like 2000. It wasn't the debut, but it was a couple comebacks after. I can't remember. Let me look at the album covers. That's what I'm gonna remember.
I'm screaming. Was it very nice?
I don't think it was very nice. I think it was a little bit before. Bro, I think it was Boys B. Because the moment I heard Fronting, I knew.
Fronting.
That is my song. Fronting, like, bar for bar, I got it. Fluent.
I don't know why I said Fronting in the tone of check-in. Anyway. But yeah, Fronting is a good song.
I love Fronting.
I guess I gotta go back in the kitchen, huh?
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No more feminism. Temporarily.
No more feminism.
Yeah. On pause.
But what was my point? Oh, I was saying, like, it's just because I started standing them when they were still just in Pledis, so I think it was Home. But I know you really saw them like grow, and I feel like this song just exudes that confidence of like, we that bitch. Like,
no, because like, I feel like every comeback, they prove that their entire group is very well rounded. Because we got people singing that are not quote unquote singers, rappers that are not quote unquote rapping. Like, they can do it all of them.
Yes.
And they really just show that. Like, ugh. Are you done? So are you done like explaining your point?
Yeah. Okay, one more thing. I just wanted to give me the rating, which is nice. Like, it's not my favorite title track by them, but like, I'm not gonna skip it. But yeah,
I'm gonna put it in. Listening is not enough. When I first heard it, boy, when I first heard it, I was about to get annoyed because I didn't look at any teasers or anything like that. I was just looking at like release dates, and I just thought it was gonna be like a cute. I thought it was gonna be like another Home. And the minute that beat started, something came over me. Everything is good. The chorus. Like, I was bias wrecked. That's how much this comeback has affected me. I was, and you know, I never get bias wrecked in 17. Like, I got my 3, but nah. It's been rough. How do I put this? It is amazing.
Who?
You're gonna clown me so bad.
How am I? How?
Just cause. Yeah.
Say it.
Vernon.
Oh my goodness.
No, because that man is a dancer.
Yes, he is, but why are you looking at him?
I can't.
No.
Too bad. Can't make me.
Oh my god.
Nah, because I just really love this song. This song is so good. It's addicting. Like, I need a dance practice so I can get to work. Like, I want to learn it.
But it looks so fun.
It does.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm surprised you said Vernon, because, like, I thought you was going to say somebody like Woozy or something.
Woozy's one of my biases, so.
He is?
Yes.
So it's Woozy, Hoshi. Who the last one?
DK.
DK, okay. I figured it was DK. I was like, I feel like it's Sokmin, but I don't know who the third one would be.
Yeah. Actually, it was leader line for a minute. Cause Scoops. Scoops, but I love a good anyways, yeah.
I'm screaming.
It's been yeah. I just
Yeah.
really love the song. It's giving everything it needs to give. The chorus, the da-dum diddum does, like it is amazing. And that little make. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna be jumping.
Right,
Oh, I need to see 17. I ain't never seen them before.
No, because I was gonna see them when they came last time, but Hoshi wasn't a part of it. It wouldn't have felt the same.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to the next one. Fire. This is
Oh, yeah.
Hip Hop Unit's song.
Now we gen to gen now, it's time to dance now. Hey, been touring zones now, haven't you burned now? Stadium tours now. Hey, took a pen now, but jump, piercing. Yes, I can now. Hey, boy, bad making bands, shipping your jet sense. He got my bag now. Hey, I got the fire, tunnel be higher. I don't retire, my mission attire. Oh, I got the fire, tunnel be higher. I don't retire. I got the fire. Oh, I got the fire. Oh,
I'm mad. I turned it off at the best part, but
I was about to say.
But I tried to pause it, but they talk about some premium feature. Two
Girl, you
pause
are a
the
Discord
song.
bot.
Bruh.
A Discord bot.
What'd you say?
I said, girl, you are a Discord bot.
Bruh,
And
like
then they're gonna be like, okay, so if you wanna buy it, it's gonna be $9.99. $9.99 for the pause button? No, sir.
bruh. It can't be like 10 cents.
I'm
Please.
saying like 99 at most. OMG.
What?
I just found $23 in my wallet.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Literally.
I love that. Bro, people can never laugh.
This is Vernon's song, like.
Nah, because when I heard it, I was like, I was dancing, I was grooving. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it really added to the wreck, the wreckage.
He needed, all right, I don't need to hear that from you, but he added a lot of good stuff to this song.
What?
You go as my man.
What?
Yes.
Sister wives.
Huh?
Sister wives.
No.
Why? You hate me that bad? That's crazy.
No, I don't. I don't. I guess. I don't know. You gotta take a Monday and Monday to Thursday.
Okay,
And
I can get him on a work day, see him dancing.
yeah, you 9 to 5 on the weekend.
Okay, anyways, sitter.
I just wanted to tell that joke, but I really like this song. But I really like this song. It's very cute. It shows that, like, even though they're very successful, like right now, they still want to go higher, and they got that fire in them. Like, literally, like they could go higher than this, and I want to see it. I will put it in the good as food category.
I love a good cocky song. Like, when he said stadium tours, oh, like, and more, like, keep going. Spit it. Keep bragging, because he has that room to brag. I love good cocky song, but only when you have that space to brag, and they definitely do.
Yes.
Like next tour is going to be even bigger. They, ooh. And you know what? Hold on. Let me see something. Like, the next tour, it gotta be, what, somewhat soon?
Probably after they release another album. Because I know they usually do it. Because the last one was Face the Sun. So it's probably gonna be another album tour.
Well, you never know, because it might be a mini tour, like a mini album, and then a tour.
Maybe. My bye.
But I just thinking, like, it's got to be soon for it to be all 13.
Is it Scoops? When do he go?
Probably next year. He's 95.
I say Jonghyun,
two.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I still feel like it's going to be, like, fall this year, and then, like, after they done, they gonna leave. No, because that's literally what Yoongi is about to do.
Don't even.
I'm sorry,
bro. I haven't gotten home. I can't look at any of the tour content yet. I came straight to this Discord. I just know I'm gonna get mad.
You weren't able to get tickets?
No.
Dang.
I was smooth gonna go to one of the last dates, cause it's after my finals and whatnot. But I can't. It's like too close financially, cause I have TXT right after.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, if I really try, I feel like I could. Matter of fact, hold on a minute. Let me, they got any tickets for resale?
Go look at that SeatGeek.
I'm on right now.
Well, let's move on to the next song. I don't understand, but I love you. Jealous, oh baby, cause it's your turn.
I have no words. When that song hit, the first time I listened to it, my neck like snapped because I was like, what are they gonna get into, you know? Like the sound, the vibe, it is so good. And then just with the lyrics, like, oh,
yeah,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
It had me clutching my chest.
Ugh. Oh, I forgot to mention this is a performance unit song.
Yes. Ugh, it's so good. I love it.
Where are you putting it?
Oh, I'm going to put it in listening to the song In and Off.
Yeah, same. I looked up the lyrics. I was like, why should it be like a sexy song? No, girl. It's it's a song for like the global fans. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Right.
Fan song. Yeah. It kind of reminded me of like a House of Cards situation.
You know what? I was trying to think of a vibe that it like matched. Cause like, this isn't like, it definitely felt familiar.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense. And yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
But it's just so funny. Because I was like, oh, this is a cute song. Like, oh. But yeah.
They went off.
Yeah, they did. Like, we all connect through music. It don't even matter what language it is in.
Exactly. Like, I just can't get behind that. Oh, I can't understand it, so I can't listen to it. Like, instrumentals, like the music, you know,
mm-hmm.
doesn't necessarily have to be words for you to have to feel an emotion, yeah. even if you can't understand it.
It's just vibes, you guys.
It's literally just vibes. Like, just don't think and listen.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll enjoy yourself. Like,
people be too caught up.
They do.
What they don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need to let go.
Mm-hmm. And now we're going on to the vocal unit song, Dust. That song remind me of that one song. It just remind me of the 80s, basically.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
that
I was going to say.
It's the Take On Me song. Aha.
I'm weak.
Yeah. But.
But no. It was really giving 80s, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's very cute.
Mm-hmm.
I
can already feel the Stranger Thing edits about to, like, roll down the timeline.
Yeah. No, because they need to play this in the background in one of their high school scenes.
I know, right?
Right, they, when they go to prom or something. No, but yeah. That would be funny, though, because they're supposed to be in the 1980s.
K-pop 80s songs.
Right.
No, but seriously, it's cute. I love it.
I won't say it's like their best, like the best vocal song I've heard, but like it's cute.
I wouldn't say it's the best either, but they definitely it helps them build up that discography.
So I put it in the nice category.
Yes. I also actually no. I think I would put it in good food.
Okay.
Because every time that it's come on, I haven't skipped it. I've just like really wanted to listen to it. And I have to give that credit, you know?
Gotta give them
They're flowers.
the flowers. Yep. I give you roses
Okay, Callie.
and roses. But yeah, it's a very cute song. And now we move on to the last one.
Bruh.
Dang.
No.
Spring. Oh, April
April
shower.
shower.
Yeah, no, because they're
You could have
clever.
said spring day.
Bruh, no. Nah, I'm not a spring day auntie, but that song was not on my mind.
I'm weak. It
But
should be.
I'm screaming. It's a good song though.
Yes.
What was I about to say? It's clever that they released this in April. Like they was it very on brand of them.
Oh yeah, it reminded me of Ten. He did that. He did his mini album.
Chen? Oh, with his first one?
Yeah, because he released it in April.
Yeah, he's smart too.
I
I don't know, sometimes he's smart. I don't know about all the time. I don't know about all the time, but let's play this last song. Your turn.
I really like it. It gives that little synth pop feel again. It's really cute. It's a perfect 17 song. Like it's definitely something you would expect them to release. And I love that. They are very, very consistent in their sound, and that I appreciate that. Because sometimes consistency is good.
Yeah.
It's cute. I love it. I'm gonna put it in good food.
Whatever. I also put in good food. It reminded me of older 17 as well. Well, not older
Yeah,
17, but like.
I get it.
Because like I feel like their title track wise have changed over the years, but like I feel
They'll
like they
still
still
give us that
express it.
sound, you know?
Yeah. They'll still give us that sound like the B sides and stuff. Yeah. And I
Mm-hmm.
love it. I love it. Like, the duality is very good. But
Right.
yeah, it sounds like this song could be on Love Letter. I love that album. But yeah.
What are your overall thoughts?
I say this is a solid album. I put it on repeat a few times after I listened to it, because I had to hear, I had to digest the songs again. It's pretty solid.
Digest.
What about you?
Yeah, this is a really, really good mini. I'm really, really in love with it. I just love coming across good music that you just like upon first listen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a really good feeling.
Yeah. It makes me appreciate how I'm still going to buy 17 albums.
Because I was literally thinking to myself, do they have it in Target? Because I want it. Like, do they got a Target version? Because I really want to go and get it right now.
Yeah. I'm probably going to get it soon. Because I think that's what I got Sector 17 from, too.
Right, because this is an album, like, these songs, there's not, like, a single skip to me. Mm-hmm. Like, so, like, I have my car still has CDs. So, like, I'll put the CD in there, you know, give it a listen.
Yeah, use the product you bought, yeah.
Exactly, even though I got Bluetooth. I still want to use these CDs, you know? I bought myself a cute little CD case.
Nice. I love CD cases.
I know, right? It's pink.
Ooh. Are you LGB? Because you're gum.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But, yeah, I really liked it. What's your top three?
I think my top three is definitely Super. Definitely. Yeah, I'm going to say Super and then the unit songs.
Okay.
Although, I felt like we could have got another unit song.
Oh, by BSS?
Oh. Bro, that too. You know what unit I want to see? And yeah. It's going to be crazy. But, like, Dino, Boo, and Vernon.
Oh, the Machne line.
Mm-hmm. Because I saw a tweet and it was like, this little combination is like Dino, Sun Quan, and Vernon eats every time. And they have that repetition in their songs where like they would go one after another, especially in this song. And I just feel like they fit really well. But, you know, Sun Quan's already in a unit. It's like, I doubt he would be in another.
I don't know. It'd be something like JB.
True. But, I mean, hey, if you're listening, do it for me, please.
Do it for Sal. Please.
But, yeah. Just any other unit song, just because I really like their unit songs in general. But other than that, like, I loved it. Perfect album. I thoroughly enjoyed every song.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
My top three would probably be, I don't understand, but I love you. That's one. Two would probably be Fuck My Life, and three will be Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about them booty shaking songs be getting me.
Honorable mention to April Shower. I love her.
Yeah. She's very good, yeah. Like, when we was re-listening to it, I was like, yeah, this song is a vibe.
Right.
I will give this an 8 out of 10.
I'm going to give it a 9, honestly. I was just shocked at... I mean, I wasn't, like, that shocked, but, like, it's very nice to, like, listen to an album and just like every song, like... Not have, like, any doubt that you would like it as you're listening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it's one thing they're going to do, it's release good music.
you ain't telling no lie.
Like, it's hit after hit.
They have yet to release a title track that I don't like.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they're pretty solid, like, all around. Very good artists. Like, I can't wait to see them live and also just see them grow and grow up. I don't know. I'm going to miss them when they go into the Well, when some of them go into the military.
Yeah. It's so surreal thinking about that, because, like, that's not something I was worried about when I got into them. Mm. That's, like, never a concern. Because, I mean, I was into, like, when I got into them, these groups were new. Like, yeah. Like, all of the groups that I was into, they were all new. And now, it's weird seeing them, like, all establish themselves and, like, branch out and do other things. And I mean, it's not weird, but it's like, dang. Yeah. Y'all kind of...
Y'all growing with me.
Yeah, one, they're growing with me, but, like, as groups get older, they don't do the fun-ish stuff that younger groups do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they kind of settle down. You don't see them on, like, idol shows as much, and, you know?
Yeah, they don't have to promote as much, because they're like, we already did this. We good.
Yeah. That's the crazy part, considering that they had so many pre-orders for this comeback.
Bruh.
And you know what? It's so crazy to me, because this album is so good. Yeah. And they got all those pre-orders. Beat Map of the Soul. I was so shocked when I saw that.
Bruh. I was like, oh my gosh. A whole album? I mean, a whole mini album beat an album?
That's right. Crazy. I was shocked, but I was impressed. Mm-hmm. I was so impressed. And I'm proud of them.
Like, I feel like they just gonna keep getting higher.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, this tour, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, take your time, because I gotta get my funds together, but, I mean, come on.
But, yeah, I mean, if you release a date right now, that won't be a problem.
Right, release the date, but not the tickets. That's all I need.
No, let me play. I need them to be on Black People Time and not, like, not, like, release it right now and then it's next month, like, Dream. That was crazy.
No, because they were making me so mad with the ticket sales, because I just knew they were going to wait 2 weeks before the actual concerts.
Bruh.
Like they did with 127, because they released the tour in December, and then we didn't buy tickets. Well, they released the tour, like, a little bit before, but we didn't buy tickets until, like, mid-December. And then the concert was, like, the next month. It was very stressful.
That just so ridiculous. I don't understand SM and their thinking. I feel like they be trying to rush stuff out. I'm like, give it some room.
Right. Take your time with it.
Like, you're rushing these people. But anyway. that is the end of our show, I guess. Yeah. It was nice to talk about 17.
Yeah, it was super nice.
Yes. Our next album review is probably going to be Woods.
Yes.
Or La Seraphim, because I want to do them too.
Or Dojae Jong, because...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that's gonna have to be at the Woods, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, that album though.
They do.
Right.
Oh, it's so good.
But you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at ITMFMPod. That is ITMFMPod. We're gonna try to be more active in the next few weeks. So watch out for the
first... Oh, definitely more active. It's the end of the semester.
Yeah. We about to be on and popping.
Yep.
Yep. But I'll see you guys. We'll talk to you guys later.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Round one. It's A-N-E-T-R-A. Six letters and three vowels. My name is Anitra, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm here to wear your pussies. Attention. You better walk that fucking duck walk.
Quack, wait a minute. Quack, 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 quack.
You better walk that fucking duck. Where'd her go?
You better, bitch.
Walk that fucking duck.
my pussy? Yes.
It is. It's pretty.
The fire extinguisher.